KV Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 88. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 68. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 91. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 70.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores, 13 News, with your latest headline. We do have an update this morning on the identity of the Kansas man who died after being struck by lightning over the weekend in Italy. 29-year-old Dylan Standfast was hiking Mount Etna in an area that was closed off to the public due to ongoing volcanic activity. A helicopter rescued him on Sunday evening, but he was later pronounced dead by medical personnel. We did receive a statement from the Wichita Catholic Diocese. Standfast worked at the St. Paul Catholic Student Center at Wichita State University from 2020 to 2022. The diocese is asking for prayers for his family, who have been close friends of the church for many years. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
There are many times I thought, I can't do this. I mean, what parent isn't worried about? What am I not doing right? What am I not doing enough? And then I realized, wait, that's being a parent.
Don't worry about being perfect. I've had around three other mother figures in my life, but only one of them has taught me how a mother loves.
The greatest reward for me is he makes me better every day.
I would tell a family considering adopting a teenager that teenager, whoever it is, needs you, and they need what you have to offer.
Taylor's giving me hope. He's our son, and that is what he will always be.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Cattle and corn are higher, soybeans and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, still mostly firm, and corn is up. They both look overbought, but crude oil's higher, and major private crop through results are bullish. Most active November beans are up 3/4 at 12.38. December corn's 5 1/4 higher at 5.03 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are higher on technical buying ahead of widespread direct trade and tomorrow's on feed update. Most active October lives up 172 at 218.97. September feeders are $1.05 higher at 3.3017. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads. October is down $1.22 at $80.27. The December contract is 57 lower at $70.85. John Perkins, Brownfield.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Bartlett and Insurance Agency in Beloit, they believe your insurance should fit your life, not the other way around. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, life, or more, their team listens first and then shops several well-known companies to find the best coverage at the best price for you. Stop by 121 North Mill Street or call 738-5128. That's 738-5128. Linton Insurance Agency. Let them help protect what matters to you most.
Call the experts at Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne, Kansas for the solutions to all your ag concerns. Call them today at 1-800-821-4289 or visit simsfarm.com. That's Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne.
Lydia here with Dewey Dominey, the owner of Dominey Furniture Store, and we have a lot of cool things to talk about today, Dewey, don't we?
Yeah, we've been a flex steel dealer for over 30 years, and you know, it's top rated by Consumer Reports. Our newest thing is probably buying overstock flex steel. Uh-huh. We have quite a selection. You get a better pricing. We've got a lot of it in the warehouse. You can just pick it up in a box. Then we have our normal line flex steel, but the biggest thing is just the quality that they're using is great leathers. They're really thick. They wear, and also, they're one of the biggest stocking crunk craft dealers. Their stuff lasts forever and ever. If you pick a table out, you probably have 8 different chair choices. We have light finish, dark finish. We have kitchen decor, which is more of with the brushed nickel and stainless steel chairs. FlexSteel's got a great warranty. Chromecraft's got a great warranty that keeps us busy.
And the only problem I can see with it, Dewey, is you have so many cool things in your store. I'm ready to buy some new. Come check out Chromecraft and FlexSteel at Dominey Furniture in downtown Downs.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
KD Country 94.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been slow on Thursday following some light business that developed Wednesday. Sources say some trading was noted in parts of Nebraska and Iowa at mostly 355 to 356, but no other deals were reported. Packer interest should improve as the week progresses, especially in the South. Boxed beef was lower at midday, with choice down 285 at 392.14, select 61 cents lower at 363.56. At the Farmington Regional Stockyards in Missouri, trends showed lower undertones on a light supply. Slaughter cows sold $6 lower, and bulls were steady to $3 lower. Feeder supply included 62% steers, and 46% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Feeder steers over 1,000 pounds sold for $281.75, and feeder heifers 455 to 495 pounds brought $365 to $390. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with light opening negotiated movement at the major direct markets. Business is seeing some limited late week support from buyers trying to round up the remaining ready numbers, but the bulk seem to have the needed supplies on hand. Most of the recent cash pressure has stemmed from the more than adequate hog availability. Sustained pork demand is a question mark, but overall domestic consumer interest seems to be holding up fairly well. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 51 cents at midday, with a base range of 91 to 96.50. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady. Barrels and gilts in Dorchester, Wisconsin were priced at 66. Illinois slaughter sows are steady at 43 to 55. Pork values were up 38 cents at midday at 97.96. This program is brought to you by John Deere. John Deere is proud to support the American farmers and ranchers who harvest our future year in and year out. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it.
Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals used a 7-run eighth inning to come back and beat the Athletics 9-7 last night at Kauffman Stadium as they've won this four-game series, three games. So look for the rare four-game sweep this afternoon as they sit at 54-74. This afternoon's game is set for 1:10 p.m. as Randy Dobnak takes the ball, leading off for the Royals is right fielder Nick Lofton batting second, shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. batting third, at third base Mikel Garcia batting fourth, first baseman Salvador Perez batting fifth, the designated hitter Vinny Pasquantino batting sixth, in left field Isaac Collins batting seventh, in center field Tyler Tolbert batting eighth, at second base Michael Massey, rounding out the lineup at catcher is Luke Maley. Jack Caglione left last night's game with right ankle soreness and he is held out of the lineup today, but according to Aaron Rodgers of MLB.com, he didn't sound too concerned about it being a long-term issue. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
School officials, students, and the Southwest Kansas communities of Roselle and Burdette that make up the USD 496 Pawnee Heights School District are in mourning. A student with the district died on Tuesday at football practice. Just after 9 p.m. Tuesday, Pawnee County Sheriff Larry Atterbury contacted Pawnee County Attorney Doug McNett to advise him that Pawnee County EMS had responded to a Pawnee Heights football practice earlier in the evening due to a player collapsing. According to the statement from McNett, Sheriff informed McNett that medical personnel had been unable to revive the boy at the scene. At approximately 11 p.m., a sheriff's department detective contacted McNitt to learn whether he would authorize an autopsy as county attorney due to the deputy county coroner being out of town. McNitt advised he would authorize the autopsy pending if the young man's family wished to have one. Late Wednesday afternoon, McNitt confirmed referral was made to Finney County coroner and the autopsy, originally scheduled for Garden City, is now scheduled sometime Thursday in Wichita. Pawnee Heights principal Tina Vondracek confirmed in an email Wednesday that the student had died. His name has not been released. Don't miss the Beloit High School sports kickoff stadium style tonight, 6 p.m. Three lucky winners will be chosen for prizes. Hamburger feed, introductions of the fall sports teams, including football, volleyball, tennis, and cross country. Music and more. It's a celebration of the Beloit High School fall kickoff. Aaron Stewart, Boost Club president, reminds that we will be on the visitor side of the stadium since we can't be in the home stands for safety reasons. Bring blankets and extra chairs if you want. Reminder not to put chairs on the track or anything that would damage it. Again, Lloyd High School sports kickoff tonight, 6 p.m. Matus Family Sports Complex.
Legendary Phillipsburg broadcaster Tad Felt, who worked for KKAN and KQMA, was also the voice of the Smith Center, Lady Red, and Redmond, has recently written a book called Back After This Time Out. His dear friend Emma Rose is the reason the book was published. She was introduced by mutual friends of Felt. She turned every handwritten word into readable printed chapters in Back After This Time Out, a book written by Felt and his handwritten note. Her insistence and support made the book possible, Felt said. Tad Felt began his lifelong journey in journalism as a student writer for the Garden City High School newspaper, sparking a passion for storytelling that would span decades. He became a beloved voice in North Central Kansas as the longtime broadcaster for KKAN and KQMA in Phillipsburg, where his rich voice and deep community roots made him a household name, not only in news, weather, and sports, but also with his famous sports talk on Saturdays, where many a coach and player went to the Phillipsburg Bakery to talk about life and sport. Though officially retired from full-time radio, Tad continues to connect with listeners through the Tadpole Show, a weekly broadcast on My Phillips County Online, proving that his love for local news and the people behind it never fades. Now, Phillips County Online is asking people to write in to tadsbook@yahoo.com. Please include your name, what price you would be willing to pay, the number of copies of the book you would like. This is only an expression of interest and does not obligate you to buy a book. If you know someone who remembers listening to Tad's broadcast or would enjoy reading about his remarkable life and career, please share the post so we can reach as many people as possible. Again, My Phillips County Online post. Have you ever wished you could read the story of one of Phillipsburg's true hometown legends? For decades, Tad Felt kept our community informed as the voice of local news and sports. Generations of us grew up listening to Tad, and now he has written the story of his life and career. A small number of books were originally printed for family and close friends, but we're exploring the possibility of printing additional copies for the public. The more books we can order, the lower the cost per book will be. At this time, we are not asking for any money or commitments to purchase. We're simply trying to gauge interest to determine whether another printing is feasible. If you think you would like to purchase a copy, please email tadsbook@yahoo.com.
Looking to upgrade your pickup with a rugged, dependable bail bed? See Mitch and the crew at McMillan Ag Repair and Service, just south of the 2414 Junction in Beloit. They're your local source for Dewey's bail beds, built to make feeding season easier and tougher jobs simpler. Whether you're ready for a new bail bed, need professional installation, or want custom welding and fabrication, McMillan Ag Repair has the experience to get the job done right. Call today at 534-7648. That's 534-7648. Or find them on Facebook. For Dewey's bail beds and quality workmanship you can count on, trust McMillan Ag Repair and Service in Beloit. When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for B&W hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425.
School is out. Summer meals are now called Sun Meals and are being served in Kansas communities at parks, pools, libraries, churches, and schools. Meals are free to all children 18 and younger with no enrollment need. Find a nearby site by texting the word SUMMER to 914-342-7744 or call 1-866-348-6479. Let's keep Kansas kids powered up for summer fun and academic success. This institution is an equal opportunity provider, sponsored by the Kansas State Department of Education and aired in cooperation with the station.
Ready for a chance to win a 2026 Can-Am HD9 Defender? The Lebanon Fire Department is holding a fundraising raffle with the drawing August 29th at approximately 9 p.m. during the Lebanon Bash. Tickets are just $150 and only 300 tickets will be sold. You don't have to be present to win and all proceeds go towards the Lebanon Firehouse. To get your ticket, contact any Lebanon fireman, stop by the Lebanon Midway Station, or text Brian Befford at 282-1180. Get yours before they're gone.
KD Country 94. It's the best country.